那也请弟兄姊妹们翻开你的圣经，翻开圣经创世纪，创世纪，我们今天回到创世纪第45章。第4节到第8节的部分，创世纪第第四十五章第4节，哦，找到了，给大家一点时间找一下哈。哦，创世纪第45章第4节，找到，我来读。约瑟又对他的弟兄说，请你们进前来，他们就进前来。他说：“我是你们的兄弟约瑟，就是你们所卖到埃及的。现在不要因为我把我卖到这里而自忧自恨，这是神差我在你们以先来的，为要保全生命。现在这地的饥荒已经2年了，还有5年不能耕种，不能收成。”神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留余种在世上，又要大施拯救，保全你们的生命。这样看来，差我到这里来的不是你们，乃是神。他又使我如法老的父，做他全家的主，并埃及全地的宰相。今天那个牧师给我们带的信息是：神没有忘记你。We are really happy to see Pastor Matthews here today with us again. His message will be, God hasn't forgotten you. Please.
How's that? Sounds like I'm on now. Okay, good. It's great to see you on this cold January morning. Ooh, it's cold out there. I'm glad that I don't have to wear sandals outside, that I can put socks on and be a little warmer. I see that none of you got the message today that you're supposed to wear a tunic. Well, I have a little piece of drama for you at first, and then I have a couple thoughts that I want to share with you following that. All right, give me a moment to get set up. So, the character that I'm going to play for you today is the character of Jacob from the Old Testament. And he's found in the book of Genesis. And maybe if you're reading through the Bible, you've already read his story this year in the month of January. How many of you are familiar with the character of Jacob? Know something about him? He was later called Israel by God. He was renamed Israel, and his 12 sons became the 12 tribes of Israel, or the kind of the 12 tribes are named after them, and it was through their descendants that the 12 tribes were formed, through each of the 12 sons. So the way it goes is it was Abraham in the Old Testament. You've heard of Abraham, or at least you've sung the song, maybe, Father Abraham had many sons. All right. Yes. Right arm, left arm. We're not going to do that this morning, okay? And then Abraham had Isaac. And then Isaac had Jacob. So Jacob was Isaac's son, who was Abraham's son. So that's the lineage. And then he had 12 sons who became the 12 tribes of Israel. So this is a piece of that history. Okay, and here we go. Verse
What? Oh, my sons, you've returned. Thank God you're back home. Reuben, where is Benjamin? I want to see Benjamin. Ah, Benjamin, my son, come. Let me look at you. Are you well? Did the man finally believe that you are not spies? Oh, good. Surely returning the money that you found in your sacks convinced him. Did he release Simeon? Oh, Simeon, come, my son, come. Let me look at you. Are you well? Did they harm you? Oh, good. Where are the rest of my sons? Why would they have returned to their tents without speaking to their father first? Packing? What do you mean, packing? So my sons, the accused spies, have fallen in love with Egypt. Oh, my sons, don't do this. Don't let your craving for food drive you back there. The famine will not last forever. Have you learned nothing from our ancestor Abraham? God has promised us this land. He has called us to live in Canaan. If you go to live in Egypt, you will abandon the promises of God, and surely some evil will happen to you. No, I will not allow it. Benjamin, go call your brothers. Dear God, is this what will happen to me, that all of my sons will abandon me in my old age? Is this how you punish me, causing me to die alone in this wilderness? Yes, come in here, all of you. I have something that I want to say to you. Come in. Yes, get in here. Yes, you too. So, you all plan to go live in Egypt. Well, I forbid it. No. If you choose to live in Egypt, you'll do so without me. This is where I belong. How dare you say such a thing? How could you use your dead brother as a ploy? You say it again, I'll strike you. You know what pain his death has brought to me. I wish he were alive, but wishing it does not make it so. You know how that has affected me. Don't take me for a fool. I may be old, but I am not senile. No. Stop it. All of you, quiet yourself. No. No. Do you wish to kill me? Then do it. But thrust me through with your knife. At least that would be more honorable than breaking my heart with your lies about Joseph being alive. Do it. Kill me. What? What is it? What do you mean, Benjamin? What do you want me to see? I don't understand. What is out here? What is all of this? All these carts and animals and these others. What are they from? He sent these with you? The man sent these? Joseph? Joseph is the man? Reuben, Joseph is alive? Benjamin, you have seen him? Simeon, you know it to be him? Joseph. Joseph alive. Well, what are you all standing around there staring at? Get busy. Pack my things. We're going to Egypt. My bags are in the corner. No, leave this until last. I need a place to sit while all of you pack. That's right. Why do you think I had 12 sons? Just to form a nation? So Reuben, tell me about Joseph. How did he look? Is he well? What? Oh, is he? Be careful with that. Yes, it's important. That was your grandmother's crock pot. She used to make the most wonderful lentil stew in that. Stew so good you'd sell your birthright to get a bowl. So be careful with it. So, how did he come? So Egypt must have been good to him, huh? How did he come to be in such a place? What? Yes, I want those. I know that I never use them. That's why I keep them. You see, if I get rid of them, then I'll need them. But if I keep them, even though I never use them, I'll never have to worry about needing them. You understand? Besides, they're not that big. Just put them in the bag. Oh, this packing is so hard. What I mean is, did he say how he came to be in Egypt? How did he end up there? What? Yes, I want that. Benjamin made that for me, don't you remember? Yes, it's a camel. Turn it over. There's the hump. Can't you tell? Yes, I want to keep it. I've kept all of you boys' pottery projects. Besides, who knows, someday they might be collector's items. Could be very valuable. Oh, I should have done this myself. So, Joseph, you say he was in prison. How was he released? I see. To interpret a dream the Pharaoh had about the coming famine. That boy always was a dreamer, don't you remember? He was always talking about some crazy dream or another. Yes. What? No, I want both of those. Because I do. What if the ones in Egypt aren't comfortable? I want those. Because I'm used to them, that's why. Just pack them. I like those. Resting my head on that, I'll never again rest my head on a rock as a pillow. Oh. So, you say that Joseph was released from prison. Well, how did he end up in prison? I see. A servant. So Joseph was a slave. But did he sell himself into slavery, or was he captured and sold? What? Yes, I want all of the cookware. Because I do, I like it. I'm used to, I want to take that. Yes, what? Oh, no, 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 what are you doing? No, you don't have to pack the straw, just the blanket. You leave that. What? No, I don't. Yes, you can leave. We won't need, what? Yes, all of those, because, what? Yes, I want those. Of course not. You can leave that. What are you doing? What are you doing with that? That in your hand. Give it to me. Give it to me. For over 20 years, I have kept this. Ever since all of you brought Joseph's blood-soaked, torn coat to me, I have kept it. It's the only tangible thing that I had left. A piece of him that I could hang on to remember. I can still see his face the day that I gave him the coat. His smile. How he looked. How proud he was. And what were you going to do? What were you going to do? Throw it away? Well, what you may have, but I have not seen him yet. I get the feeling that there is something about this day that you are not telling me. That there is something you are hiding from me. Reuben, what happened? Why won't you look at me? Simeon? Don't look at him, look at me. Levi? Judah? Dan? Do you have anything to say? Naphtali? Gad? Asher? Why won't you speak to me? Issachar? Zebulun? Is this coat a lie? Do none of you have anything to say to me? Oh, my sons, you say far more with your silence than if you did speak. Get out, get out, get out of my sight, all of you. Get out. No, go. You best be getting your families loaded up. Yes, Benjamin, I don't understand either. I'll be okay. You go. Take care of your family. I just need a few minutes alone. Dear God, I'm an old man. My heart has been crushed by grief. And now to think this, the son that I took for dead is alive. I don't understand the path that my life has traveled. There's been so many unexpected twists and turns. At times, God, I can't help but ask why? 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 Yes. I think that maybe you're asking me why. Why I have failed to believe all that you promised. I just found it so easy to let grief captivate my thoughts. I've worked so hard to protect my own interests, my own desires, my own plans. Not realizing that all the while you were working things out your way. Without my help, you've always been one step ahead of me. In spite of my scheming, I used to think that things worked out as well as they did because of my scheming, but I think I've come to realize that it's actually in spite of me. And my sons. My sons have learned too well the ways of their father. Dear God, please help them to realize sooner and more easily than I have the error in this. All right. I believe that you're able to work things out your way without my help. Yes. Isn't it enough to have this reminder that I bear in my hip? Oh, God. I'm just afraid. I'm afraid of a future that I do not know, where I don't have any control. And moving to a place that I know not of. Oh God, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I'm so tired of wrestling, God. I'm tired. I just don't know how long I can. I just don't know. I just don't know. I don't know wrestling, God. What do you want with me? What do you want with me? No, I won't let you go. I won't let you go. Not until you bless me, I won't let you go. What? My name. My name. Yes. Yes. My name is Jacob. Supplanter, trickster, deceiver. I am Jacob. All right, I surrender to you. No more tricks, no more deception, no more depending on myself, no more allowing my fears to control me. No more. No more letting the past... No more. No more depending on myself. God... You know me. You know my past. And all of my futures are in your hand. What's that? I'm all right. Yes, I think I'm ready to go now. No, let someone else ride in the wagons. I think what I need to do is to walk for a while. I'll be right there. God, help me to trust you with every step I take. So I know there's some things in that piece that you kind of have to understand the story to get. There was a time in Jacob's history where he deceived his brother. Well, he did. He deceived his dad, actually, and stole his brother's birthright. And he had to leave because his brother wanted to kill him. And he went away, and he'd been gone a long time, 20 years, basically. And when it was time to come back, he had to actually face his brother, which is a representation of facing his past. And there was a time when he sent all the caravan across the river Jabbok, and he was there, and the Bible says that he wrestled with an angel of God alone who touched his thigh, and he limped on it thereafter. And it was a night when Jacob's name was changed to Israel because he'd prevailed with God. And it was a day really that represents surrender on Jacob's part. He surrendered to God and he faced his past so that he could go into the future. So I tried to grab all of that in this piece, all right? I want to share a couple of thoughts with you that have to do with Jacob, but especially his son Joseph. Is it okay if I grab a stand? Is this one okay? Perfect. Thank you. I don't have to be done till 2, right? I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. He's going to do a drama and a message. I just want to briefly share a couple of thoughts with you. And how am I doing on time? Oh, I see it there. Okay, perfect. And we need to be done by 11:15? Okay. We'll be fine. God hasn't forgotten you. God hadn't forgotten Jacob.
He maybe felt forgotten. He felt like that this... He thought that he would never see his son again, but he didn't understand that God had a bigger and an other plan. And that's the way it is with us sometimes, is we don't understand everything in the future. We only see today. We only see right now. There are points in our life where a day can change everything. It's like a moment happens, something happens in life, and life is never the same. We're never the same after that. Things were quiet, they were going along as expected, normal as usual, and then it happened. The world turned upside down. And that can happen in a moment. And in some ways, that's happened in our lives, where there's a phone call, something that happens, and life from here on out is different. It's never the same again. That certainly happened for Jacob when he got the news about Joseph, or when the coat was brought to him. And most of the time, these moments take us by surprise. We didn't see it coming. It was completely unexpected. Maybe you experienced something like this in 2018. Here we are in January 2019. How many of you know what's going to happen in 2019? What? I know. I'm just kidding. We don't know. So when we stood in January of 2018, we couldn't see what the year would bring. I know for me, I lost my dad in 2018. So I got a phone call from my sister the first part of February, and she says, "I can't get a hold of Dad. Can you try him?" And I got a hold of him, and he was disoriented. He was living by himself. Come to find out, he'd had lung cancer that he'd gone through treatment and he was doing fine, and it metastasized in his brain, and he was disoriented and confused. And then I lost him in April. And my life feels so different, because now I'm the old guy in my family, and I don't think I like that. I don't want to be the patriarch. I want to be able to pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Dad," and call him. But now I'm the one. Do you know what I'm saying? And my life is different. And maybe you had a moment in 2018 that was like that for you, that one day changed life as you know it. And that can happen. A moment, a day, something, an event. It wasn't on the calendar. It wasn't part of the plan. But here you are. And you find yourself asking why. You know what I do? I put birthdays on the calendar, and we put events on the calendar, and we put all these things, and we're trying to do our busy life, but I never put calamity on the calendar. Do you? Like, I never say, "Well, we better plan some tragedy in January or March." I just never do that. I never put that in. Joseph, the son of Jacob and Rachel, was a young man who had dreams early in life and dared to share them with his family. It's found in Genesis 37, 5 through 9. So he had these dreams, and we're not going to go read all of these verses, but you can find them in this chapter, in chapter 37. And he shared them with his family, and they were actually offended by them, because it implied that they were going to serve him, bow down before him. His father favored him and gave him a coat of many colors, because he was kind of Dad's favorite. Don't you just love Dad's favorite? As parents, we're not supposed to have favorites. I have four daughters. I love them all. They're all so uniquely different, but we're not supposed to have favorites. But it created jealousy among the brothers, because Joseph got a coat and no one else did. Just this funny aside, my daughters do this, they watch, you know, and they're going, especially my two oldest daughters, and we still had the two younger daughters at home, they would always say to us, "Wait, you never let us do that." And I go, whoa, wait a minute. And they're watching, they're comparing the treatment. Well, there was obvious differences, and the brothers were jealous about it. In fact, they hated Joseph for it. And so after that, they despised him in his dreams. And you find out in Genesis 37, chapters 37, verse 6 and 12 through 17, that his brothers were planning, to kill him. They wanted to get rid of him. Let's get rid of this dreamer. Let's see what happens to his dreams then, us being subservient to him. So dad one day sends Joseph out and he says, I want you to go check on your brothers. And you know what else? Joseph was a tattletale. Whenever his brothers did bad things, Joseph told on him. Which really, that always sits well with the siblings. Because he tells on the other brothers. So Joseph comes out. The brothers see him coming a ways off because he's checking up on him because dad told him to go check up on his brothers. And he finds them near a place called Dothan. And when he gets out there, the brothers see him coming long away. They say, here he comes. Tell you what, let's take care of him once and for all. They planned on killing him. Some of the brothers talked him out of it, so they put him in a pit. They put him down in this cistern, this empty well. All right, they threw him down in there. He's down there, and we learn later that he actually cried out for help. He obviously did. Hey, come on, guys, get me out of here. But they didn't listen to him. They had lunch while he's down in this pit. They were thinking about how to get rid of him. And then this caravan of the Midianites came by, and they said, we got an idea. Let's sell him to them. They took his coat, they dipped it in animal's blood and took it to their dad and sold him as a slave. But God was working in this story all along, which is the wonderful thing. You know what I wonder? Is I wonder if we can see God working in the midst of our circumstances, even when things are going bad. And to realize and to remember and to trust that God is actually here. And he knew all about this. And he hasn't forgotten me. He just hasn't forgotten me. I want you to say this out loud with me. God has not forgotten me. Say it with me. God has not forgotten me. He knows where you are. You're in his care. He hasn't forgotten. So, a day of doing his dad a favor would change his life and the lives of his family forever. All right. Just real quick. Joseph's journey. He's thrown into a pit by his own family. he's sold as a slave by his family to the Midianites. Then he's sold into the household of Potiphar, and he's actually doing okay. He's actually in charge of everything. Then Potiphar's wife actually likes him and tries to seduce him. But Joseph says, no, this is not right, and he's strong that way, and he runs out of the house every time. And then finally she corners him one day, and she pulls off his shirt, some translations say his shirt or his outer cloak, his outer coat. She pulls that off by grabbing onto him, and he runs out of the house. She has that in her hand, and then finally she's got this here, and she's kind of in a pickle too because she has his shirt. And so she screams for the other servants, and she falsely accuses him of trying to molest her. And Potiphar comes home. Joseph ends up in prison. While he's in the prison, and he's not there for a week, this is not a light sentence. He's actually kind of sentenced for the rest of his life in prison for this crime. It's interesting that he didn't get killed for it, that he wasn't executed. So while he's in prison, a couple of guys have dreams. Dreams is Joseph's business. He understands dreams. So he says, tell me your dreams. And he interprets them. One of the guys, he says, well, you're going to be restored to the king, and that's the butler. He's going to be restored. The baker is encouraged. He tells his dream. He says, actually, you're going to lose your head. It's not the kind of interpretation I would want. They both came true, but he told the butler, he said, when you're restored to your place, remember me. Because I'm falsely accused. I'm here unjustly in prison. The guy goes upstairs to the king, is restored. and he forgets Joseph. You do a guy a favor and he forgets you? But it was still in the plan of God. Because one day Pharaoh had a dream, and it was 2 years later. 2 years. Pharaoh has a dream about cows, skinny and fat cows, and about grain, skinny and fat grain, you know, and one devouring the other, eating it, and still skinny. He's troubled. His people can't interpret the dream. And then the butler remembers, hey, I know a guy. I know a guy who interpreted my dream, and it was accurate. It was fulfilled just exactly. And then Pharaoh calls him up, and the rest is history in terms of Joseph being put into command over all the food in Egypt. All right. But he's falsely accused by Potiphar's wife. He's forgotten by someone that he helped who promised to speak a good word for him. So it's been noted. If you can give me the next slide. It's not what happens to us, but what we do with what happens to us that matters. I want to say it again. It's not what happens to you, but what happens to us that matters. It's what we do with it. How do I respond to it? And that's what it was for Joseph. It's not what tomorrow brings, but what we do with today. It's the attitude I carry into today that might make the way for my tomorrow. In Joseph's story, we know how it ends. Genesis 45, and we read the verses this morning. Joseph's brothers come down for food. The family is restored, and Joseph is actually put in place so that he can provide for his family, and they're preserved. The thing you have to remember is Joseph and Jacob didn't know the end any more than you do. Any more than you being able to look at the end of 2019 and knowing what was coming. Or 2018, or the end of this year and know what's coming. We don't know. Jacob didn't know. Joseph didn't know. But he still lived by principle. And that's what made the difference. I want to share several principles with you. So, not allowing what other people do to determine who we are. Not allowing a painful past to dictate today's outlook. Recognizing the good, the positive, even in the worst circumstances. Finding a way to serve instead of being. So, let's back up, can we? One, all right, go on ahead and go to this slide. All right. Yeah, go on ahead and go to the next slide, I'm sorry. Yes. So I want to walk through each of the four of these because I think this is the principles that I want to share with you this morning in the 3 minutes that I have left, okay? If I go over a minute, would that be okay? All right. Here's what I really wanted to say to us today. Number one, not allowing what other people do determine who you are. Joseph never allowed the guy who forgot him or Potiphar's wife or his brothers, to determine who he was. I'm going to let that sink in for a second. Do you understand what I'm saying? I can't allow what happens to me to determine who I am, to change me, to be somebody different. Just because people mistreat me doesn't have to make me an angry person, doesn't have to make me a hateful person. Joseph didn't allow what everybody did to change who he was. And we can't either. He didn't allow himself to be cynical and hardened, non-trusting and bitter. It would have been easy to allow his brothers, Potiphar's wife and the butler, and their treatment to change who he was. And some people use other people's treatment of them as an excuse for how they are. Well, you just don't know what I've been through. That's why I'm so bitter. But we don't have to be bitter. Don't allow those things to be an excuse for carrying hatred or bitterness. And Joseph didn't allow them to be an excuse. Number two, he didn't allow a painful past to dictate today's outlook. kind of along the same lines. He found a way to get beyond the pain. That's why when his brothers came in Genesis 45, he said, "Don't be angry. You meant it for harm. God meant it for good. And I've been able to let go of the past and what happened to me so that I can embrace the future. I have to let go of the past to embrace the future." Yeah? In fact, we have hints of that. So Joseph gets out of prison. He's given a wife, and guess what he names his first child? Manasseh. And it means to forget. Forgetting. He says, because God has enabled me to forget. He remembered it here, but he forgot it here. He said, I'm not holding on anymore to the bitterness or to what happened to me. I let it go. And then he names his second child Ephraim, which means blessing. And I see that God has blessed me. Recognizing the good, the positive, God's blessings, even in the worst circumstances. So, I say this with a smile because it's really hard. Even in the worst, there's something good. Even when things are going bad, try to find something good. Here's the crazy thing. He's sold as a slave and he's in Potiphar's house and he actually is doing so well that they put him in charge of everything, kind of trust him with the whole works. He's falsely accused, he's thrown into prison, and instead of sitting in his cell and depressed and sleeping all day, he's actually like top guy. And the prison guard didn't have to worry about anything because Joseph's there. And he's like doing really well with everything. It's like he's finding something positive in the midst of every negative circumstance that he's in. Last of all, finding a way to serve instead of being sour and withholding grace from others. I'll just finish with this. Sometimes when things aren't going well for me, I don't want them to go well for you either. You know what I mean? And so I withhold grace. I withhold. But Joseph never did. He was always serving, always giving in the midst of it. He didn't say, I'm not going to interpret your dreams. Forget you. I'm here because somebody falsely accused me. Go help yourself. He didn't do that. He was always willing to serve and to help. And when we do that, God can use us. Here's the big question. Can I trust God with the past enough to let him lead me into the future? Genesis chapter 50, verse 19. It says this. It's not on the screen. I'm sorry. Jacob is dead now, after he got to see Joseph alive. The brothers are frightened because they think, well, Dad's dead. He's going to actually take out his revenge on us now. And in verse 19 of chapter 50 of Genesis, Joseph said to his brothers, "Do not be afraid, for am I in the place of God? But as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones. And be comforted." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. It says, God meant it for good, even though you meant something else. I just want to tell you today, God hasn't forgotten you. God hasn't forgotten you. And he hasn't forgotten me. Can we pray? Father God, I thank you today that your word is true, your promises are true. Help us to trust you. Help us to remember, Lord, that you have promised to take care of us and that, God, you have not forgotten us wherever we are. Whatever's gone on in our life, you're there. You knew what was coming,
And Lord, you have a plan. Help us, Lord, to have the strength and courage to be able to let go of things that hold us back, to not go into the future bitter, but Lord, instead, to go in with eyes that are able to see, willing to serve, willing to let go, willing to let you have your way. In the name of Jesus, amen.